All right, success is episode 21 of Social Echoes. My name is John Steyert of True Voice Media, and you, of course, are listening to episode 21 of Social Echoes. The gentleman on the other side of the podcast today, returning for his second time, as he looks around his own house,
what
miles, miles and miles away from where I actually sit, Mr. Jason Falls. Jason, happy Memorial Day.
Hey, you too, John. How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
Good.
It's a beautiful day, and excited to do all sorts of Memorial Day activities. But before we do that, I have the pleasure of talking to you today. I appreciate you giving me a little bit of your time to talk about some of the cool things you have going on, and mainly because you're coming to Philadelphia next month.
I am. We are bringing the social media domination road tour with Exact Target to Philly. Coming in there with Nicole Kelly, my business partner and social media explorer. Jason Spooner from our team will be there, and Kyle Lacey from Exact Target, as well as some of the other Exact Target folks. And we've got an all-day event planned that is not a conference. It is not a seminar. It is a workshop. You have to bring your laptop. You have to come ready to figure out what your social media strategy and your content strategy are going to be. And we're going to walk you through exercises to send you away with actually some substantive stuff to take back to the office and start using.
Yeah, so I was looking through the kind of the rundown on what this is going to entail. And it seems like you have it broken up into three different primary strategy perspectives, one of which being content, another being social, of course blanking on the third one, measurement. So what between those three, what makes this event separate and kind of distinct as opposed to some of the other events you've run through your company? The name was Explore the last couple times you've been going out for different events.
Sure. So with Explore events, and even with like Social Media Plus, which is a very popular event there in Philadelphia, which I've had the honor of speaking at a couple of times and whatnot, most conferences in the digital marketing social media space that you go to are, you know, broken up into 30-minute or 60-minute chunks where you have a speaker or a panel, and they're talking very broadly about a given subject matter. And so, like, typically when I go and speak at conferences, I talk very broadly about how to use social media for business, and then I'll get a little bit deeper. I've got a talk on measuring social media, content marketing strategies, how to develop social media strategies. But the one sort of flaw in that sort of approach for both speakers and conferences and certainly participants is that I don't know your business. So I can stand up in a room full of people and I have to generalize. I can't get real specific, because if I go into a conference like Explore or Social Media Plus or something like that, and I say, okay, today I'm going to talk to you how to develop a social media strategy for a mom and pop single shop floral, business, I'm going to alienate all but one or two people in the room. Right. So I have to go in, and conference speakers have to go in with a very broad, general perspective on whatever the topic may be. When you get down there are some conferences out there and some sessions that you'll go to that will narrow it down to, okay, I'm going to talk about regulated industries, or I'm going to talk about small business, or I'm going to talk about B2B, but that's about as granular as they get. You don't get a whole lot more specific than that, because again, if you do, you're sort of alienating those particular, a lot of people in the audience. Now, there are certainly some conferences that are for certain industries. So if you go to trade shows, you might be a little different. You might have a restaurant industry trade show where everybody's saying, okay, here's how to develop social media strategies in the restaurant industry. But again, they're not going to whittle down to the specific type of restaurant. Is it quick service? Is it, you know, fine dining, et cetera, et cetera? They're not going to narrow down by sort of genre of restaurant. They're not going to narrow down by, is it a, you know, multi-location, you know, franchise situation, or is it a single unit, that kind of thing. So conference speakers, the disadvantage that we typically have is that we can't get granular. With the social media domination road tour, what Nicole and I are trying to do with this is we're trying to create an environment, a workshop environment, where we can walk any business through a number of questions, exercises, and activities so that you can actually not just sit there and take notes, but sit there and develop your strategy, or at least a framework for it, so that you've got a blueprint to go back to work the next day with and say, I know what I'm doing. I know how to do this now, because they didn't just give me this broad sort of roadmap and say, okay, now you go, you know, explore and figure that out. We've actually given you the roadmap, and we've walked you halfway down the path to say, okay, now you know what questions to ask. You know who in your organization to get buy-in with. You know what you need to do to fine-tune this so that it's ready to rock and roll. So because we're in the middle of 2013, we think the ideal intent of this workshop is going to be focused on helping businesses with 2014. But certainly you're going to be taking away some very practical, actionable steps that you can, you know, put into good use the very next day.
So this isn't just strictly something where you get up on stage, everybody claps, Jason Falls, Nicole Kelly, and everybody is listening, glued to their seats. This is something that's more hands-on, more interactive. Are you guys going to be, like, on the floor, kind of like walking around, involving with people, like actually answering questions, like at their tables?
Absolutely. I mean, there's going to be a lot of one-on-one interaction. Certainly, it's going to be a workshop setting. So, you know, we'll take people through some general ideas from the front of the room, but then we'll have, you know, several segments of the day are sort of divided up into, okay, now you need to sit there for the next 5 minutes and brainstorm answers to this question. And there will be a lot of walking around, both, you know, when I'm talking, Nicole will be milling about the room, and the other exact target folks, Jason Spooner from our team will be there, Jay Kelly from our team will be there. So we'll have the Social Media Explorer staff will be there helping people. And then there'll be a lot of folks there from Exact Target too, who obviously Kyle Lacey is, if you've not seen Kyle Lacey speak, he's actually one of the more useful speakers out there on the circuit, you know, regardless of whether he's brand side or client side or whatever. And so you're going to be able to see and learn from people in a very direct manner. It is all crammed into one day, and there's some disadvantages to that, but we feel like this is going to be one day well spent for most folks.
Yeah, Kyle Lacey does a lot of great work with Jay Baird and doing the Bear Facts. It's like two and a half minute videos every week or so, and Kyle is always good at getting the best out of Jay. So let's talk about getting the best out of Jason Falls. The last time I talked with you, you were 12 days into your new stint as VP of Digital Strategy at Cafe Press. It's been about 6 months since we've talked, if not a little bit less. So how are things going there? What's new in Cafe Press land?
Well, I'm glad you asked. They're going very well. We have been able to accomplish quite a few things over the past 6 months in the sort of social digital realm. Probably the biggest of those accomplishments is we are now, many of our products are featured in Facebook gifts. So if you go in and see that it's someone's birthday and click buy a gift, some Cafe Press items are in that catalog, which is a nice partnership for us. We're an online retailer, so it was a really nice fit. And so I've been actively involved in helping sort of build and grow that partnership with Facebook. So that's been a lot of fun and very productive for both Facebook and for Cafe Press. And there's a lot of people. I saw somebody through a blog post out there last week questioning whether or not anyone actually clicks on gifts and actually purchases gifts for.
Yeah, I know. You could probably be the one to actually tell them that they do.
Yeah, and I mean, I can tell you that there are metrics coming through. People are clicking, people are buying, and in large numbers. So it is turning out to be a nice revenue stream for Facebook, and certainly for the Cafe Press portion of it. We're very happy with the progress there too. Now, you know, what percentage of revenue and income and all that of Facebook? I got no clue. But I can tell you that we're very proud to be a part of that particular program with them, and it's been profitable for both them and us, at least from our perspective. So most of the other things that I've been working on are almost baked. You know, you bake these ideas, right, and then you put them in development and engineering, and you have them built and whatnot. So we're about 6.5 months into my tenure. And it took me 3 or 4 months to sort of get, you know, a plan together of, okay, this is what I'd like to do, and these are the changes I'd like to make and some of the programs I'd like to implement. And we've done some subtle changes to content strategy and things like that, things that didn't have engineering behind it. But probably within the next 30 to 45 days, so by the end of June, middle of July, I think the regular Cafe Press user is going to start to see some very visible differences in what is there now and what is to come. The experience for designers is going to change subtly at first, and we're going to obviously trickle, you know, some of these changes out. But we're trying to enhance the user experience for designers, because for those of you who don't know, Cafe Press is a print-on-demand software as a service for people. So you take your design or your idea, and we allow you to put it on products. So think, you know, a picture of your family, like this picture right here over my head. That's a picture of my family at a family wedding this past summer. I took that photograph, and that is actually a really nice art canvas hanging on my living room wall. So we take a picture and put it on an art canvas, or we can take that same picture or any type of graphic design, logo, you know, icon, anything that you design that you own, and we can put it on a coffee mug or a mouse pad or a yoga mat or a crock pot, or I mean, we got 600 or some base goods that we can actually put your art on. And so in that concept, we also, you know, when you upload your design, you have the option of saying, I only want me to be able to purchase this, because nobody's going to want to buy a picture of my family, right?
Well, I mean, maybe. I may want to put that on a yoga mat.
Well, maybe. But I maybe I don't want you to, right?
So, I would hope you wouldn't want me to.
So you have the option of saying, this is just for me. I'm going to create a product, and I'm going to buy it, and that's it. But you also have the option of saying, I want to design and list. So I'm going to build a product like this. So perhaps this is a painting, right, that I made, an original artwork and not a picture. So I upload that and I say, well, yeah, I want other people to be able to buy this too. So you can design and then list that product in our marketplace. So it's kind of like an Amazon marketplace, but it's all custom goods and custom designs. And so in that construct, the designer, the person who creates the art that goes on the products, is a critical component of our business, because we don't necessarily create that art ourselves. We're a user-generated content site. And so what we've noticed and what we've been building for the last 6 months or so is a new experience for designers to make it easier for them to upload their artwork, to let us do the work of putting it on products, making it look right on products, so that all they need to do is go design things. And so that experience is going to change. We're also bringing in a lot of experiential changes for the end consumer, the buyer as well. So a couple of different audiences we're trying to serve there, and all of that's going to start to come to fruition in the next, you know, 45 days or so. Really excited about it. I'm starting to see mocks and, you know, beta executions of things, and it's starting to really get me excited about what's coming.
So you're talking a lot about the overall experience for the designers and how they can upload their creativity and their products, compositions to Cafe Press. Are you seeing a lot of traffic coming through mobile? Are people uploading things via iPads and phones? And I guess maybe more importantly, are they completing their purchase decisions through those devices?
Right. So, and I'm glad you asked that question, because that's like the second phase of the big projects I'm working on. Our mobile and tablet experiences are admittedly behind. Our tablet experience actually does fairly well, and we convert, you know, at reasonable rates on a tablet, because our site renders on a tablet about the same that it does on the desktop, and so we don't have a lot of drop off there. But we know that our mobile experience leaves a lot to be desired, and so we are seeing an ever growing audience of mobile users. We understand that we need to fix that mobile experience and also the tablet experience to optimize those better, so that we can convert better. And so that's big project number two that is already underway at Cafe Press. And so, you know, by the time holiday season rolls around this year, you know, every touch point that our consumers see us is probably going to be a little bit different, including mobile and tablet. So yes, we are watching the mobile trends. Yes, we are seeing increased mobile traffic. Yes, if we had our mobile sites optimized and fixed right now, I think we would be seeing a lot more creation coming from mobile and tablet devices. But we're behind the curve on that right now. We know that, and we're addressing that, and hopefully it will be fixed soon.
Almost kind of like as an addendum to the question, are you seeing a lot of Instagram photos being printed?
We are. In fact, we do have a feature called Instapress. And so you can just Google Instapress or go to cafepress.com and type in Instapress in our search algorithm, and it'll bring up our Instapress page. And so you can connect your Instagram account to Cafe Press, and you know, with a couple of clicks in the desktop version, you can immediately take an Instagram photo and put it on a coffee mug or a mouse pad or a T-shirt or whatever. So we're definitely facilitating those connections with social networks, and we hope to have some, not just Instagram, but several other networks serviced with that type of functionality soon.
Certainly. So, as we just talked about, you are the VP of Digital Strategy at Cafe Press. You are the founder and now the chief instigator at Social Media Explorer, and you're the chief bourbon drinker for Falls Off the Rocker. I'm curious as to how all those things kind of come together, and like, you know, you excuse me, you obviously have Social Media Explorer, and that kind of allows you to do events like you're doing in Philadelphia on June 13th with Exact Target, with the Social Media Domination Road Tour. So how do you think that your experience now in your 6.5 months with Cafe Press, what does that add to the people that will be coming through the doors, not only in Philadelphia, but some of the other stops along the road tour?
So that's a really interesting question. And the reason, I'm glad you asked it, because the reason that I sort of took the opportunity at Cafe Press when it came along, and the reason that Nicole Kelly was very comfortable taking over as CEO of Social Media Explorer, and we were able to kind of reposition and rethink Social Media Explorer as an agency and as a business, was for that reason, so that I could come back to the table at some point, you know, even on an advisory role basis for Social Media Explorer, with a new, you know, breadth and depth of experience in online retail and e-commerce from a very large company perspective. You know, having exposure to you know, one of the top, you know, 100, 120 e-commerce online retailers in the world, having exposure to working within the publicly traded company environment, and being able to see social media and social media marketing from a decidedly different perspective. Because you've got, I mean, and I was always sort of right in the middle of, you had, you know, sort of the social media purists who were like, well, this is all about holding hands with your audience and singing Kumbaya around the campfire. And then you had the people over here who were saying, no, you've just got to, you know, spam, 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 drive revenue, drive revenue, drive revenue. So I was always really centered on that, saying, hey, you've got to mix the two. And if you intertwine them right, it's going to work well.
Right. And that's what you kind of touched on with your book, No Bullshit Social Media.
Exactly. So that's been my perspective. And so now coming to Cafe Press, where for, you know, quite some time now, we've had some very, very smart people trying to solve this problem of, okay, how do we tap into Facebook? How do we tap into Twitter? How do we tap into these social networks and drive revenue? I bring that sort of purist perspective of, we've got to provide great content. We've got to provide great service. We have to be very, very useful to our audience. And I jump into a company that has a lot of these people over here that are like, look, we're an online retailer. We're an e-commerce company. Everything has to be based on, decisions have to be based on conversion rates and click-through rates and time on site. And everything is all about the optimizing from a mathematical standpoint. And I'm from the perspective of, everything's got to be optimized for the human experience. And so seeing those two kind of come together and bringing my perspective to Cafe Press, I think has been very, very useful for Cafe Press, but it's also been very educational for me to see that other side of the argument up close and personal and see the math and go, oh, wow, that makes sense. You know, it does make sense to increase the frequency of asks in this situation because it creates more revenue. So now it's just, I'm just getting smarter about how I'm doing things, and I'm able to turn around to Nicole with our clients at Social Media Explorer, or turn around to audiences that come to see us at events like it's coming up on June 13th, and just be able to have a much more broad perspective to share with the audience and make them smarter.
So you're talking about kind of getting down into the math, and I guess the way that I always think of it with having to funnel through and file through different conversions and different measurements and goals, and how does that work into the overall strategy of what you're trying to accomplish? For me personally, I always look at it from something that I'm very familiar with and comfortable with, and I think you are too. It's baseball and fantasy baseball. So in the classical sense of fantasy baseball, you have 10 categories, five for pitching, five for batting. And the one that I always kind of look at, and I think I read it from Matthew Berry a long time ago from ESPN.com, was, you have to look at it from, are these stats the ones that you're trying to, put all of this focus on, and basically in business terms, spend money on? Is it working for your end goal? And your end goal in fantasy baseball is obviously to win. So the one category that I always throw away is saves, because they're too expensive and you have to put a lot of value on them to get the really great guys. But if they're not ultimately leading for me to wins, then I throw them away, which is why I probably only have one closer on my roster. And it's kind of the same thing with business and social business. If there are metrics that you think that everybody else needs and that everybody else is saying that you need, but ultimately for your business, which is what you're kind of trying to get to the granular level of the social media domination road tour, you can throw that metric out or just kind of not place as much value on it.
I definitely think you're right there. And it's all about optimizing for your audience, for your business, for your unique circumstance. And that's another sort of drawback to the typical conference approach, is when I'm standing up there talking about social media marketing in general terms, I'm not taking into account your target audience, your geographic limitations, your staffing and budget considerations. And so you put all those factors of a business into an equation, and then you see, oh, you know what? Saves is going to cost too much. Let's not worry about saves. Let's try to optimize over here, because with less investment, we can optimize these two categories really, really well. I don't think there's really a scenario out there, and you could make an argument for a couple of companies, but I don't think there's a scenario out there where you could say this company is firing at 100% on every cylinder in the digital marketing arsenal, right? That just doesn't exist. Nobody's perfect. No company's perfect. What your company has to do is find the areas where you can fire and be most effective with as low cost and as high impact as possible. And maybe that means that if you're a very small business, you only focus on email marketing, because you know how you can build a list and you can spend a little bit of time doing that. And if you send an insatiable offer to that list via email, and that's a lever you can push to drive a certain amount of revenue every week, every day, whatever, then maybe email is all you really need. But I think the more and more you get involved with digital marketing, you're going to see, okay, there's this social channel over here that's similar to email, but it's not the same. It is still opt-in, but they're very passive consumers. They're not looking for a deal, so I can communicate to them a little differently. Or you might find that there's obviously some search engine marketing or some SEO that you can do that can drive revenue and traffic and interest and so on and so forth. So it's sort of understanding the assortment that's out there, looking at your categories, your 10 categories, and deciding, all right, which ones can I invest the minimal amount in and be the optimal maximum production? And then if you can say, oh, you know what, because I'm successful with this one channel, now that, batting average is working well and I got all my batting average together, now I can go over here and invest a little bit more money in some home runs or maybe some whip or something like that to balance out that equation. So I think baseball is a really good analogy. I think if you get too far down into the analogy and the statistics, you can confuse the hell out of everybody. But at the same time, you're right. It's about finding the one area that you can really optimize. And then if that drives enough revenue, then you've got enough revenue to go over and optimize channel two, et cetera, et cetera.
So one last question for you before I ask how people can get to sign up for the Domination Road Tour. You sit in on strategy all day long. That's your job in many different places. But if there was one thing that you think businesses are still overlooking with social business in strategy, maybe I should rephrase the question. Is there something that you think that most businesses are overlooking when it comes to social strategy?
I think most businesses still have not figured out that there's a dividing line that most businesses put up between social and traditional marketing communications. And that dividing line doesn't need to be there. We still have businesses that are afraid of advertising to social channels. I can promise you that while certainly there are people in the marketing world who will see an offer or an ad float through in their Facebook stream and they think, oh my God, that's annoying. I don't want ads in my Facebook stream. Mark it as spam. From my experience working not just with Cafe Press but with other clients over the course of the last couple of years, as things like Facebook marketing and buying ads and offers on Facebook has come about, I can assure you that the negative feedback on those is single-digit percentages, probably low single-digit percentages, and the effectiveness, the click-through rates, because you're delivering an ad to a relevant audience at a relevant time and in a relevant location, hopefully if you're doing your job right as a marketer. The click-through rates and the conversion rates on Facebook ads, in my experience, are tremendously better than even, you know, pay-per-click ads, which are served up to a person who is looking for a solution to a problem. So I'm not saying that all are. I'm not saying that the overall average is better. I'm saying that if you have an audience that is primed to receive your message, people who like you on Facebook, and maybe even their friends, which is where you get a lot of the negative feedback because they didn't necessarily like your page and don't understand why your ad is appearing there. But if you have that relevant audience and you are able to say, hey, this message, this offer, this deal, this coupon is going to be something the majority of our audience will appreciate, and you deliver it to them at a time when they will appreciate it, like perhaps a couple of weeks before Father's Day, and you deliver that to them and they see that in their stream, they go, oh my goodness, Father's Day coming up, art canvases are on sale at Cafe Press, and they've put a nice little offer right here in my Facebook stream so that I can get that 120 some odd dollar item for 38 bucks. Click. They work. They really do. If you have the relevant audience, the relevant message, relevant time, relevant location, you hit the relevancy bullseye and those conversions go up, or for you all, go up. And so I think taking down that wall between social and traditional advertising and social media is something that most businesses aren't doing, and they need to start thinking about. We can advertise to this audience. We've just got to do it in a much more relevant way than we've done in the past.
Excellent points on relevancy and context and traditional social advertising. All excellent stuff. So, Jason, really appreciate you coming on. Where are people able to find out more about the Social Media Domination Road Tour?
So the Social Media Domination Road Tour is obviously it's an event where we're partnering with Exact Target. So if you go to exacttarget.com/social-domination-tour, that's the main link that will get you there. I think you can also just Google Social Media Domination Tour, and we're going to come up in the first four or five links there. There's a couple of blog posts on Social Media Explorer about it, and then I think the third or fourth link down is the actual landing page. We're not just going to be in Philadelphia. That's our first stop, June 13th. I think it's going to be at the Westin Hotel there, but we're also going to be in Atlanta, in Washington, D.C., and I know Philly's not too far from D.C., so the D.C. date is July 8th if the June 13th date doesn't work for you. So we're going to be in Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., Dallas and Minneapolis over the course of the next 3 months. And so we're really looking forward to coming out and not doing a conference, not doing a seminar. It's not a talking head at the front of the room, you know, blathering on about digital marketing. It's actually, let's get our hands dirty. Let's get our feet wet. Let's roll up our sleeves and build some strategies, both overall strategic, you know, things that have measurement and ROI baked in, but content strategies that help you sort of bring the eyeballs there to execute on everything else. And so we're really looking forward to it and hope that everybody can come out and join us for a day.
Like Jason said, it is the Social Media Domination Road Tour with Social Media Explorer and Exact Target. It comes to Philadelphia on June 13th from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. It is at the Westin Hotel in Center City, Philadelphia, across the street from the Hub City View, which is where True Voice Media works out of on most days. So Sweet. We are right across the street from you, Jace. It is a beautiful hotel. I know the doctor that I'm working with, he does his exercise stuff there. So he was just in there for some of the different videos he was doing with eHow. So it's the Westin is very much a part of Philadelphia. And if you're in Philadelphia but you can't ever find it, just look up for the big buildings and walk to the big buildings, and you'll find the Westin somewhere in the middle. So, Jace, before we let you go, where can people be social with you?
Oh, I'm Jason Falls everywhere, Twitters and Facebooks and Google Pluses and
And Louisville.
Although, yeah, and of course I'm in Louisville. Socialmediaexplorer.com is a great place to find me. If you want an easy way to find all my sort of social connections, jasonfalls.com is a nice sort of landing page site that's got all my stuff on it, both personal and professional, love to connect with you. Real quickly, though, John, before you go, I noticed this is episode 21, and while I did not plan this, I thought it was appropriate to let everyone know I am wearing my Roberto Clemente Pirates shirt, which does have the 21 on the back. I don't know if y'all can see that or not. Anyway,
I saw the NTE. Yeah, I noticed that Jason was wearing the Roberto Clemente T-shirt. Us being the two of us being big baseball guys, he of the Pittsburgh Pirates ilk, I of the Philadelphia Phillies. That's how we first met in real life at Citizens Bank Park last summer.
Phillies Pirates game, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we can get together over some nine innings real soon. But all right, Jace, thank you very much. Don't forget, you can always find old episodes and anything else about the podcast on socialechoespodcast.com. Go to truevoicemedia.com/podcast for anything else. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, search Google for Social Echoes or Bing, however you want to use it. And you can always find me on social media channels at JW Steiert, at JW STEIERT. It's a mouthful, but I'm always happy to talk to people online. Appreciate you guys listening. If you are in the market for expanding your social media stuffs, check out the Social Media Domination Road Tour. We'll see you guys next week.